And thank goodness, Tom Fortino, because I didn't want to wait any longer till we got you on, buddy. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, thank goodness. Well, I can't be critical of that because I had no idea, but it's kind of crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, we always like finding out little nuggets.
It's not worth tipping.
I know. You know, when I go to Europe, I love the idea that you don't have to tip. But I still then, there's like this internal guilt, and I just end up leaving like some little amount that they probably think is insulting at that point. Just don't tip. I wish we could just pay everyone a wage that's equitable, and then we don't have to tip anymore.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand, as we know. I mean, there's been that whole thing where you go to get a coffee, there's a tip. You go everywhere you go now, you got to punch in the tip. So it's gotten a little out of hand.
Yeah, it happened to me in my mechanic shop. He did the work, slid the thing, flipped the computer around. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do, so I left like a tip. Anyways, that's not what I brought you on to talk about. This is an interesting story that you sent along about this wealth transfer. We've been talking about it for a while. We know it's coming. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's going to be spread out over a couple decades, and hopefully for many of our listeners, a long time from now. My parents are boomers. I hope this doesn't happen for 20-some years or so. But there will be a wealth transfer to the next generation. And, Tom, it feels like what we're reading in these articles are that the wealthy boomers are going to be passing along their money mostly to wealthy kids. And this is a story, perhaps, of the rich, I guess, kind of getting richer. Right, Tom?
Well, I mean, the story is there's a couple of things to take away from them. Number one, of course, which is it's the largest wealth transfer in the history of mankind that's going to take place. A lot of wealth is transferring. The takeaway I look at there is, how do we get it as efficiently as possible? The money's going to pass. The question is, how is it going to pass to our children and our grandchildren? And I think, you know, if we don't do these things, and that's why, you know, we incorporate it into our overall plan, and we call it a state and legacy plan. And so it's kind of important that we make sure we understand how assets pass on, because when you pass away, if things are not in order, well, you know, there's the issues of extended probate.
Yeah.
You can disinherit children. Taxes are part of that. And so you can't change things post-death. So it's really important that we understand how things are set up. And so that's really the biggest takeaway. I say, how many of us have incorporated that into our plan?
I also want to know, Tom, you know, for people that are pretty set up well for retirement, and I think of my parents a lot who saved their whole careers and put us through college. And my mom has a great pension. She taught in the public schools for 30 some years. My dad saved well is doing okay. Nothing extraordinary. But we've had to like kind of push them to spend the money. They got three kids. We're all doing okay. Will we get an inheritance? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. But do you have conversations with people like we have with our parents? Like, please enjoy your retirement more.
Well, you know, that is very true. There's been studies that have shown that that's pretty common, where they're not spending and then they're ultimately leaving monies behind. And I would say this too, and when we do this in our firm, where sometimes we have family meetings, a lot of times I say, like you're saying, it isn't about the dollars and the cents. But, you know, the thing about it is, though, do you want assets frozen? You know, again, not as concerned, but more important, I guess, Matt, what are your wishes? How many of us have told our children what our wishes are? This is where we want assets to go, because if you don't put these things in place, you know, your children could simply be guessing, and that's unfortunate. So we just want to make sure all of those things are in place and where we want the assets to go. Have you done a beneficiary audit? Because, again, if you don't have the right beneficiaries, I've told the story of the individual who, you know, put his three daughters on as a beneficiary, and he passed away and it went to his wife, and he'd been married 2 months. You know, we have to just, those are things, again, we really need to be careful of, because we work our entire lives, we grow these assets, and most people, parents and your parents too, you know, they have a legacy they want to pass on, and part of that is what they built, this wealth. And then when those things happen, boy, that's disheartening.
Yeah, that sure is. I guess what I mean is like, also, some people may walk into your office and, yeah, you help them button things up. And I know you're big on the Roths and like make sure that they're in good shape. But like, people should feel free that when they're in good financial shape to, you know, spend that money on the boat that they've always wanted. I don't know. I feel like sometimes so many people are so scared. I mean, and rightfully so, if they live a long life and, you know, long-term care insurance is important, or long-term care costs are through the roof. But getting people to a point where they feel comfortable actually spending has got to be a psychological shift that people have to go through.
It is. And again, many studies have been done, you know, to turn your brain around after you've been working 40 years, you've been accumulating assets, you've been putting money away, and all of a sudden it's like, what? You mean I need to start pulling money out of these accounts? And that is a very tough one. And most people, again, are very apprehensive to pull money out. And so, you know, part of what you want to try to do is create, income. And if you can create the reliable income, create an income plan where they have paychecks coming in, guess what? They're more apt to spend. That's one of the goals when you get into retirement. You got to really, really establish something like that. So then, you know, you have this, what I call license to spend. You feel a little more comfortable with doing that. So it's really about knowing your numbers and getting a plan in place. And that usually allows people to start spending money.
Chatting with Tom Fortino, Alpha Wealth Group. You hear him Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. here on WGN. Tom, what are you, is there anything flashing yellow in your eyes? I know we have the news today that maybe tensions are flaring back up in the Middle East. Maybe crude oil is going to go up again. I don't know. I don't know if you just feel like that's all getting sorted out one way or another here in the next couple of weeks or months. Is that a flashing yellow light for you or anything else?
Well, any of these things are difficult. Look, I do think as bad as it was today, I think, you know, the market, you know, crude went up to $74 a barrel. Yeah, the Dow was down a few hundred points, but it wasn't thousands of points. I think we're starting to adjust that. So that's kind of a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I think also there's some opportunities here. You're seeing a lot of these tech stocks getting crushed. I mean, whether it's the Microns or any of these semis. And I think there's going to be some opportunities there, too, for people that want to get in who said these have run too far too fast. So I think, again, there's some opportunities in the market, and I think we're gonna get through this, and I think we're still going to have a positive year. That's right. My position on it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like buy a stock because they like a company but don't know how to value things correctly. Is that something you guys in your office really take pride in? Hey, there might be this great company, but it's all about getting in at the price that makes the most sense.
Yeah, you want to make sure that your portfolio is set up. You also want it properly, but you also, to your point, what sectors? Right now, you know, we're starting to see some rotation into different sectors, healthcare, biotechs, financials. They're starting to come back. Small caps are outperforming. So you want to be, at least on a portion of it, you don't want to be, again, we have to separate trading from investing, so you're not going to be making moves all the time. But on some of your portfolio, I think we want to take a look at some of these opportunities that are available to us and buy into those. So we do that. That's part of what we do at our firm.
AlphaWealthGroup.com. Any number you want to give out, Tom, or is it best just to go to the website to give you guys our call?
No, you can go to the website, AlphaWealthGroup.com, but you can also call 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 if you have questions or want information or if we can help you in any way. We'll help you out in any way we can.
We're going to talk in a few weeks, Tom. I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. You take care.
We'll be listening Sunday morning as well, 7 a.m.